You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
POC Nation, Wrestling Network, Wrestling with History. The voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, solo, as I sometimes am, because I want to talk about the WWE WrestleMania kickoff show. And that's what I'm going to do right after my theme music. Hit it!
American Dream.
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation.
Heard worldwide.
WOCNation.com. The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog Yo with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger.
God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans.
WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly.
Right on, thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of choice, Wrestling Nation.
I put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I do not to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait still.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world, China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com, Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.
Wrestling with History, worldwide in the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. I'm solo today, and this will be a relatively brief episode because I want to talk about the WWE WrestleMania kickoff and all of the hysteria leading up to that particular event. So I sit here and I am intrigued by where the WWE is going with the WrestleMania buildup. I'm sitting here and I am really, really, really wanting to know what's going to happen at WrestleMania. And here's the way that I see it. And by the way, for all of you crybabies that made a stink and either caused the WWE to change their original plans or that just didn't wait for the story to unfold, shame on you. Because really what we have here is the blessing of a megastar, one of the biggest stars on the planet in The Rock, coming back to work WrestleMania. And if it wasn't crapping on your everybody's favorite dream boy, Cody Rhodes, who, by the way, they talk about this guy as like he's the future of the company and he's this young, up-and-coming superstar. Cody Rhodes is 38 years old. And by the way, everybody in the WWE main event scene is really between 38 and 50. So I keep hearing all of this, well, The Rock can't work. He's going to have to work a tag because he's 51 years old. Are you the same people who were celebrating Edge at 50 years old, going to AEW and being basically a full-time performer? Or Christian? Or CM Punk at 46? Come on! Give it a rest. All you want to do is complain. And that's my problem. When I had a problem with wrestling and the WWE product specifically, I just stopped watching. I didn't watch wrestling for the better part of 10 years. I stopped being part of VOC Nation. I got rid of my shares in 2014. And when I came back in 2018 to do the show with Ken Resnick and eventually Bill Apter, I didn't talk about the current product a whole lot or really at all, because I didn't like it. But I didn't sit there and complain about it. Whatever's on TV, whatever the WWE is producing, you have the option to look at it or not. Cody Rhodes completing his story is their decision to make, not yours. You can be upset about it, and what do? You can go and either cheer or boo at the product, or you can just turn your TV off. Now, I suspect that none of you who have been complaining the loudest are going to turn your TV off. But I also suspect, as I've said before, and I said it on last week's episode, by the way, I'm driving, so apologies in advance, or apologies not in advance, for the noise in the background. But I said last week, the same people, all of you, who are complaining about Cody Rhodes getting screwed out of his story at WrestleMania, or were complaining, were the same people who were booing him out of the building at AEW because you thought he was corny. So that's my problem with wrestling fans, is A, you can't just wait for something to unfold. You always have to think ahead. You always have to be upset, and they're always screwing you some way, shape, or form. That's my problem with wrestling fans. Now, on to the WrestleMania main event. Here's the way I see it, and we'll see if this thing plays out this way. If I were booking it, I would have Cody Rhodes versus The Rock on night one, and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins on night one, respectively. And I would do it where Rollins and Reigns, title for title, and you can really start building. I mean, they really crapped on Seth Rollins at the kickoff. He just stood there in his stupid suit looking dumb. I mean, really, they really just destroyed him. Right? It just embarrassed him. So if you have him come on TV and talk about that, how, you know, The Rock kind of puffed up, took control, and maybe he sows the seeds of discontent between The Rock and Roman Reigns, and talks about how The Rock's coming in and Roman's now falling to the back, and, you know, he really starts building this feud. And he says, you know what, I want the big title. If you're saying, Roman Reigns, that you're finally going to wrestle, because you never do, I'm going to wrestle you. I want the big title. We'll put both titles on the line. At the same time, Roman Reigns can say, well, I want both titles, and then I'll have three. Because remember, Roman has the unified title. Then, on the other side, you have the whole family dynamic with Rock and Cody, with the potential. Now, I think the WWE should at least give it a shot to have Dustin Rhodes come in for one night from AEW. I think that Dustin in Cody's corner and somebody in The Rock's corner, I don't care who it is, that would be an amazing dynamic. Or you could do the tag team match on night one. I don't like that as much. I don't like the tag. I think Rock versus Cody for the right to face the unified champion on night two would be where I go with this. I'll also say this, and I'll tell you right after this commercial break. I'll tell you right after you help me get a little bit of money here. Okay. Here's what I think that I would do if I was booking the product. All of you jerks out there want Cody Rhodes desperately to finish his story. Oh, they even made the video game about it. They can't screw Cody out of this. They're taking all of his momentum. Okay. I would have The Rock versus Cody on night one, like I said. Let Cody go over The Rock so he gets that rub, right? Cody defeats The Rock. He is the supreme, you know, the torch is passed. And then Cody goes on to face Roman Reigns in the main event for all three titles. Cody's coming for everything. You know, the story is set. Now, in that main event on night two, The Rock helps Roman Reigns defeat Cody. And that's pretty much how Roman continues to win these matches. He gets help from some member of the bloodline. So The Rock helps Roman defeat Cody. Roman reigns victorious. They want Roman to hold the title longer than Hulk Hogan did. So you already know that. So if this does happen, I don't want anybody, you know, throwing objects at their TV, blaming it on the WWE, all these insurance claims across America, across the world. I think that you do that and you build towards another Rock Cody match at SummerSlam or somewhere down the line. And then now you have this long build towards the next WrestleMania. Maybe you switch the title before then, right? I don't know how you do it, but a long build towards the next WrestleMania where Roman starts to feel like, hey, I don't deserve to be behind The Rock. I deserve to be at the head of the table. And one of those guys slowly turns babyface. They're both heels right now, of course. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's Roman. The fans get behind Roman. Roman has a little run as a face. And they've tried that before. Remember, Roman used to get booed out of the building as a face, just like John Cena and others before him. So I think that this is an opportunity for a very long story that culminates at next year's WrestleMania, The Rock and Roman Reigns finally, like some of us, including me, wanted to see this year. So I want to hear what you think. Follow us, WWHVOC, or at VOC Nation is the network. Wrestling with History drops on exclusively on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, at VOC Nation. And I want to hear what you think, so post it on X, post it on the comments of the show, and that's it for this week. So subscribe, rate, review. Let us know what you think about the podcast, and we will talk to you next time on Wrestling with History. Hit my music.